We're joined on the phone right now by the guy who threw that pass, Jacoby Brissett. It's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with five New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Jacoby, we got you?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, very good. Let's go ahead and start with that play right there. Obviously, it was very deflating when it got overturned. In real time, did you think it was a touchdown?
Oh, of course. Thought he got two in from my view. Asked him when he got to the huddle. He said he got two in, and obviously got clarification on the rule. But, that was a tough one.
Yeah, certainly a tough one for everyone watching, too. It seemed like you guys had put a great drive together there. You had some trouble moving the ball in the first half. It seemed like on that drive in particular, you were starting to really connect. What was sort of changing as the game went on as far as that's concerned?
I think our execution just got better. The game got going. Obviously, we got to come out with that style and that mentality of execution right there from the start. But I definitely thought our execution just got better.
In terms of execution, what ended up being the final play of the game, the throw to Hunter, what was supposed to happen there? Is that just unfortunate? Did you think he had room for run after the catch? Just sort of take us through how that ended.
Just an unfortunate end. And then we tried to throw it to the play was for somebody else underneath, and then the safety just drove it and obviously just had no other really options to go to, I think. No, it's the last play, so just trying to give a ball up and see what happens, at the end of the game.
When you saw Henry down there, and I think there was Douglas cutting across, you cut out a little bit there, but you said one of the safeties was pressing on him.
Yeah, I mean the safety that's on that was hoping to get to stay back with Hunter. He was driving on Douglas, so it's a matter of not getting a chance to catch the ball or at least giving another guy a chance to make a play.
Jacoby, I know you don't appreciate this topic or these questions, but Gerard Mayo said this morning that your performance wasn't good enough. Do you expect to start this week, or do you have some question as to your status?
Nope, I don't have any questions on that.
Okay.
You expect to start?
You
just
expect
to clarify
start?
Real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Over the course of the game, it seemed like the run game was really connecting. Were you surprised that you were asked to throw as much as you were?
No. I mean, it was just a matter of, we can't run the ball every play, so trying to mix it in and stay, balanced as far as running pass and trying to get things going down the field and give guys opportunities.
How much input do you have in terms of the offense with Alex Van Pelt, whether it be during the game or during the week in terms of game planning?
You mean as far as like are the plays do I like or something like that?
Yeah, things that you like, things that are maybe evolving or you guys are doing well. Do you have those discussions?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, and it's certain situations, some plays we can't get to just because of the situation and the time in the game, but I think that's a part of the growth of this offense and the communication as far as getting better. And we have those conversations of things that I like and I don't like. But, it's trying to expand upon those things and get better at that.
On the topic of getting better, because Coach Mayo's been saying that a lot too, the season's about sort of, looking at the film and trying to improve and getting better. Do you feel like you're getting better and do you feel like the offense is getting better?
Yeah, I think it's bright spots. I mean, I know you guys don't know the details of the plays and things like that, so it's kind of hard for the outside to see them when you don't get the results that you want. But, we're a couple plays, technique fundamentals or, assignment things away from a lot of these plays turning out on the other side and us coming out on the other side of these games. So, when you turn on the film, you will to string along some of these plays. Just a matter of time of us until those plays start happening. There's no crystal ball or things to tell you when they're going to hit, but it's just a matter of just finding ways to get better so that in those critical moments that when we need them to hit, they do.
Along those lines, you were behind your fifth different offensive line in five games. From the outside, it looked like maybe the guys did a pretty good job up front for portions of this game. You certainly were able to run the ball. Didn't seem like you were sacked quite as much. Do you feel like maybe there's some strides being made there with the offensive line, the guys in front of you?
Yeah, and that's getting consistent guys out there the first step in for those guys to build that trust and camaraderie with each other. And hopefully that's a step in the right direction.
We're talking with Jacoby Brissett, quarterback of the New England Patriots. Jacoby, last week, right here in this room that we're sitting in right now, as a matter of fact, it wasn't us, but another show, said that there was a mutiny or that the locker room was on the verge of a mutiny. Talked about guys sort of being upset with each other and general frustrations after that last loss. In terms of a mutiny, it didn't seem like you guys were throwing a mutiny against anybody there yesterday, but was it maybe, you know, in the locker room, is that frustration starting to take on a different form maybe that someone who's not super familiar might look at and think, oh boy, this is worse than it looks?
No, that's just terrible reporting.
Okay. So would you call it just normal frustration after a tough game?
Terrible reporting on somebody that has no idea what they're talking about.
Okay.
What is the mindset or mentality of the locker room of this team right now? You're 1-4. You can't run from that. The record is what it is, but where do you feel like you guys are emotionally and mentally right now?
Obviously coming off another tough loss, but we're getting into the thick of the season. Obviously, in the second quarter of this season, played one game and got another big game coming up this week. The mindset is to continue to get better. Like I said, it's only a matter of time for the ball to roll in our favor. I mean, it's the good thing around, you look around the league, is not a lot of teams that's pulling away. There's still a lot of season left in this thing. And it's really just all about us, and that's what our focus is really on, us and continuing to get better each and every week and putting our best foot forward on Sunday for us to come out with some wins.
Along those lines, in terms of getting better, certainly yesterday was a sloppy football game for both teams, penalties, mistakes. And at one point regarding penalties and being undisciplined, Mark Sanchez alluded to the fact that he thought when he visited practice on Friday that he saw some signs of that. I'm just wondering, have you seen signs of the sloppiness and the penalties and the problems in practice, and are they jumping from the practice field to the game field?
No, I don't watch the TV copies, but I don't know what he would be referring to. So I don't know how someone would come up with that assumption, which I've had a meeting with him afterwards, and he never said anything about that. So I don't know what would have struck that comment from him.
Okay. With a play like that play at the end of the game with Polk, that's a young receiver right there, someone that everyone's trying to bring along. There's a lot of rookies on the offense that you're working with. As a, sort of a senior player on the team, how do you go about picking a guy up after a tough play like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just got to take it as a learning experience. I mean, obviously he'll get better from it. He understands the margin of that this league is so slim and the game of inches that we play in, and I'm sure he'll get another opportunity at that, and hopefully, everybody's expecting him to make that play, and he can't be down on him. He gave himself a chance, so now it's just about, like I said, it's like you see the strides of us getting better. Now it's about, in those critical moments, just, focusing a little bit more and attention to detail a little bit more, and I'm sure he's going to make that play.
You mentioned that you obviously have a working relationship with Alex Van Pelt. You guys even have a history together. He is running an offense, sort of solo for the first time this year. How have you seen him, I guess, maybe evolve as the season has gone on with that goal of his job and your offense getting better?
Yeah, I think, understanding our personnel that we're working through and trying to find ways for us to be put into better situations. I think he's doing a good job at it. I mean, like I say, like, people don't understand the details of plays, of how close we are on some of these plays. And I know that's a cliche that not a lot of people want to hear, but, it's just finding ways for us to focus and in those tough situations and make those plays. I think that's the mindset. I think he's doing a good job of, when we go back and watch the film, and explaining the details and showing us in those critical moments how locked in and how focused we need to be. And, I think he's doing a good job of that.
During training camp, Gerard Mayo called Alex the head coach of the offense. He kind of clarified that this morning and talked about how Coach Mayo is involved with the offense, kind of splits his time. How much input do you get from Coach Mayo? What's his imprint on what you do as a quarterback and what this offense does week to week?
Yeah, I mean, he's the head coach of the football team at the end of the day. He has face over offense, defense, and special teams.
With the end of the first half, it seems like this has been a bit of a pattern with you guys. Questionable clock management. What sort of went into the decisions to run the plays and sort of try and, well, not take time off, I guess, the way you guys did at the end of the first half here? And is that something that you've emphasized during the week?
Yeah, it's something that we obviously emphasize and we're working on and trying to get better at. And you know, and have those conversations in a room like we did today, and trying to, you know, really, you know, understand the situation a little bit better and do better at those situations.
Without giving away any state secrets here, obviously, how was today? Guys upbeat? Was it sort of another, you know, another tough loss, or guys are guys sort of down in the dumps here? How's that all going?
Yeah, another tough loss, but you know, we go back and watch the film and you know, you see the good, the bad, and you see how close we are on some of our bad plays. And I guess that's the most encouraging part, because guys are able to see, you know, how close we are from winning this game by 3 touchdowns or 4 touchdowns. And but then you look at it, and when you watch the bad plays, you understand why we lose, you know. So I think that's the part where we're at, where it's the growth and the learning process right now, to where I know Gerard always harps on, you know, progress, payoff, and those things, and we're just in the process of progress right now and trying to find ways to get better. And I think, you know, going through the film and watching it and guys understanding the details a little bit more and tightening the screws and to go forward.
From that standpoint, you mentioned earlier the offensive line maybe being able to keep the same group of guys out there. You got Kendrick Bourne back at receiver. Even that drive late to the Polk would be touchdown, it was like to Demario Douglas, to Polk. Do you feel a little bit of momentum there? Even maybe the numbers don't show it, or the win-loss record show it. Do you feel a little bit of momentum there?
Been involved, you know, it's another group that, you know, hopefully you see more consistency as far as the guys out there, you know what I mean? And, you know, and we still got to do a better job of getting more guys involved. I got to do a better job of getting more guys involved and you know, just continue to get better.
All right, quarterback question of the week brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. John and Meredith asks, Jacoby, which quarterback is your favorite one to watch in the NFL?
I think I'm just a fan of the position, so I can't really point out one. I think I just love watching, you know, good quarterback play and just watching guys week in and week out play at his position and trying to learn something from him. And because, yeah, I'm a fan of football, so I like to watch them all.
Okay. Do you get wowed by, like, deep balls or accurate throws, or do you get more, like, into the technical when you see guys changing the plays? Like, when you're watching the position as a fan on TV, what kind of gets you all hot and going?
I wouldn't say any man doing anything gets me high and going, but it's just more of like,
yeah, that was weird. I admit it. I admit it was a weird way to, I admit that was a weird way to ask that. Yeah. You got me.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll leave you.
I just think I'm just a fan of the game.
All right. We'll leave it right there then. Jacoby Brissett, thanks so much for the time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.